Joining us today from Long Island, New York, live on the phone, I'd like to welcome to the broadcast Jim Pavese. Jim, welcome.
Spanky, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Jim, Greyhound fans certainly remember way back in the day, you made your way over to the Greyhounds. A trade happened. You, yourself, and I believe it was Mario Michelli went the other way. I know Bobby Hicks went the other way. You and Rick Morocco come to the Greyhounds. In 80-81, and the other way, Mario Michelli, Bobby Hicks went back to the Kitchener Rangers. Talk about that trade. I mean, obviously, Jimbo, the Greyhounds wanted your experience. We'll talk about that momentarily in Memorial Cup. Talk about being traded to the Hounds.
Oh, it was, it was actually at that time a great thing for my career because I was in Kitchener. I was the captain of the team that year, and I just did not get along with Orvel Tessier. He was just, he really wanted to have his own regime there, and I think I was part of the older regime from the year before, and he really wanted to clean house. And, you know, he made Brian Bellows captain. He made some other trades, and they ended up, unfortunately, that year beating us in the finals. But, I think it was just a breath of fresh air and going someplace new.
Jimbo, you got that great experience, the 78-79 season with the Peterborough Petes. They ended up winning the Memorial Cup Championship that year. You played as a 16-year-old on that team. Some great experience. Obviously, Sam McMaster, Terry Crisp wanted to bring that to the grounds. Your first season, you got over here with the Hounds. The team did quite well. Defeated the Oshawa Generals in the semifinals. Defeated the Kingston Canadians in the finals. And then heartbreak, lost to that Kitchener Rangers team, 9-3 in the final. Talk about that first season here in the Hounds.
Yeah, that was tough. But the season itself was awesome. We had such a great team: John Goodwin, Tony Buterak, Steve Gatsos, Doug Shedden. We were strong throughout. We were tough. We were big. We were strong. And we could play it any way you wanted to. And we had Crispy as a coach, which made all the difference. We had a great regular season. I think we had 47 wins that year out of 68 games, which was, a pretty good run. Unfortunately, injuries and things just caught up to us in the playoffs, and it was just Kitchener's time. They had played well all year. They had Scott Stevens and Brian Bellows, and they played great at the right time. And unfortunately, we just hit a down slump at that time.
Jim, I remember very well the rivalry the Greyhounds developed with the Kitchener Rangers. It was just second to none here in the Sioux. Your second season, the team, a good season. The team earned a bye in that first round of the playoffs. They finished second in the M's division. They defeated the Brantford Alexanders, 8-6 in the quarterfinals. Lost to the Kitchener Rangers again in the semifinals. Boy, that had to be a tough pill to swallow. 2 years in a row, the team gets into the finals, and the Rangers and the Sioux, that big rivalry again.
Yeah. Particularly for me, it was bothersome because I really, obviously wanted to show them that they had made a mistake by trading me. And unfortunately, like I said, it's just the luck of the draw. It's, do you get the goaltending at the right time? Are your scorers scoring at the right time? And that's just hockey. That's the way it goes. And unfortunately, it went against us both those years. And it's a shame, too, because so many great things happened those years. And I think some of that has been lost in the fact that we didn't win, but I don't think you can erase some of the things that did happen, like Gatsos getting 70 something goals and Goodwin getting 160 points. It was just it was magical, and it was a magical time. Sault Ste. Marie was on fire at that time. Hockey was just everywhere, and it was such a fun time to be there and be part of.
You look at some of the players that you played with on the Greyhounds. Wayne Gruel comes in as a rookie and lights it up. Just a scoring machine. Richard Bone, Ken Latta, the toughness. Ronnie Francis was on the team. Dirk Reuter, tough as nails. Steve Graves was a rookie. Rick Tocchet. Chris Felix on that team. Kevin Conway. Bell was a defenseman. Steve Smith, Terry Tate. Chris was the coach. Talk a little bit about the players and, of course, goaltender John Van Beesbrouck.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, Mark DeMore came back that year as well. We were just solid all the way through. Crispy just had this ability to bring and get the most out of the minimum, right? You know, fourth line guys were overachievers. First line guys were natural overachievers. But Crispy had that ability to bring people together, and you know, he was very, very unpredictable. You know, when you thought he'd be happy, he'd be mad. When you thought he kept us off keel a bit. You know, and in a season that long, and you're riding the bus as much as we did when we were with the Greyhounds, you have to be fresh, and he kept it fresh all the time. And it was just great. It was I played on three junior A teams, and that was by far my best experience, because even though I won a Memorial Cup in Peterborough, it didn't compare to the Sioux. The Sioux was a team. It was a family. It was, and I think that you can attest to that still today, because a lot of us are still in touch with each other, and you know, and that was the thing that I hold dearest to my heart.
Jim, I got to ask you, the game has changed so much. The role of a defenseman in today's game is much different than when you played the game in the Ontario Hockey League. Talk about the differences, how that game has changed.
Yeah, even like when I turned pro, you usually had six D-men, and you had one guy who was moving the puck, one guy who was the offensive defenseman. The rest of us were pretty much stay-at-home defensemen, meaning, you know, you cleared the front of the net, which you can't even do anymore. You were in the corners, and you defended. Now, the game is, because of the European influence on the game, it's turned into like a five-man attack, and it wasn't that way back then. You had, you know, the Bobby Orr's and the Dennis Potvins who would be the generals on the back line of the power play and things like that. But then you had your other five guys who were solid. They could move the puck, get it up the zone to the forwards, and the forwards took care of the offensive aspect of the game. So I think that's the biggest difference.
Jimmy, you moved on. The draft, the 1980s draft, the St. Louis Blues selected you in the third round, 52nd overall, and 328 NHL games played over a span of, it looks like quite a few years, stops in St. Louis, New York, Detroit, and with the Whalers. Talk a little bit to the Greyhound listeners about your professional career in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, you set out as a young boy, and you want to be, you know, the NHL is your thing, and you want to get there. I think once you get there, it's a very, very, very tough place to play. It's the best players in the world. There's a lot of pressure to win. And sometimes you get a little distant from the game that you loved as a boy to the professional game. It's business. And, you know, that can be a difficult thing. And it certainly was for me because, you know, I, again, always fifth or sixth guy on the teams that I played on. And, you know, there was just huge competition. So for me, every game was a proving ground. Every practice was a proving ground. Every training camp, I had to fight for my job. And, you know, that takes its toll on you, as well as does the injuries, the travel, the amount of time that you give up away from your family and things like that. So, you know, it's a very gratifying thing to accomplish. It takes a lot out of you. And, you know, at the end of the day, I can look back and love that experience and love that I did it and was part of the NHL. Very few people get to do that. Had I wished it had gone a lot better? Sure. But, you know, it is what it is, and you have to live with that.
Jimmy, let's get back. Playing here in at the Memorial Gardens in Sault Ste. Marie in front of the fans were so, they loved their team. Share some memories with the fans here at the Memorial Gardens. Your thoughts on playing in the Sioux. You mentioned of the three teams you played, this was your favorite.
Yeah, and the fans were, I don't know what you want to call them, the 19th guy or the 21st guy. I forget how many players you actually had. But, you know, they made such a difference. It was an intimidating place to play, to come to. It's certainly the years we were there because, you know, we were talented, we were tough. So teams were going to get up there and they were going to get beat on pretty good. And that was a great advantage to have. You know, it's a long trip to get to the Sioux, you know, even from Sudbury. So we had an advantage on everybody, and the fans were a big part of that. They just, you know, it was a family. It was a family inside the team, and it was a family as you lived in the city. You felt that, you know. You were on a first-name basis with people. It was very cool. It was an advantage that not the rest of the league had.
Jimmy, I get the opportunity. I always ask to have the former players share a special funny story that happened while, you know, playing with the Greyhounds. I got some conflicting reports up here in the Sioux about yourself, something about a goldfish. Maybe you can share that story with the Greyhound listeners.
Yeah, there's so many. I think over my career, both pro and junior, there were so many funny things that happened. I went to a party at the Davy House. Fred and Bertie Davy were billets there, and I went to the party, and the girl who lived there, Sharon Davy, had this goldfish downstairs, and you know, shame on her because there were 30 guys in the room, and we were all having a couple drinks and having fun and laughing after a big win, and she, you know, watched my goldfish. I'm like, what goldfish? I was like, that goldfish. Like, oh, you mean this goldfish? So I reached in the bowl and I popped him in my mouth. And she said, don't you chew that goldfish. I said, I won't chew him. And I just swallowed him. So Sharon got a little upset at me. And shame on them in retrospect, because I didn't even live at their house at that point. They ended up inviting me to live in the house the next year, so they knew what they were getting. So that was a very funny time. If I remember correctly, Huey Larkin and I, who ended up living at that same house, we got her a card the next day for her goldfish. It was a rest in peace, you know, farewell card, and we ended up laughing about it. But it was just part of playing junior hockey. In Canada, it was just a great and fun time. But again, there were so many funny things that happened. One other funny quick story I could tell you was we were on a road trip one time and we were going really, really well. I think we actually, it was like a 6-game road trip and we won all 6 games, and maybe I was a little over boisterous in my having a good time. So we stopped at a truck stop to get some food on the bus, and we went in and Sam McMaster said, well, the team's buying. So I thought, okay, I'm very hungry. I'm going to eat. So I ordered 2 main courses at this truck stop, and I got this big side of a third. So Sam got really mad that the second full portion came, and he was yelling at me as the waitress was delivering the third portion to me. And at that point, he just turned red and walked out the door. And everybody, it was just a hush came over the room, but I don't know. I left with a full belly, so I was pretty happy. So he couldn't be that mad. We won 6 in a row, so there you go.
Jimmy, that's awesome. I got to, on behalf of the Greyhound fans up here in Sault Ste. Marie, we certainly want to thank you for, first of all, being part of our Legends of Hound Hockey special here. The fans love to hear from you again. We look forward to seeing you back up in the Sioux if you ever get the opportunity, and really appreciate your time here in Sault Ste. Marie.
Thank you so much. It was again, the pleasure was all mine. It was a great time to be alive and be playing hockey and playing in the Sioux, and I would love to come back. I was kind of hoping they were going to do something for the 50th year and bring everybody back and have a golf tournament or something, but rumor has it that the 1980 team is going to do a reunion this summer, so Huey Larkin is going to be there and a bunch of the other players, so I'd love to see all the guys and anybody that's around. It'd be my pleasure again.
Well, okay, I'll get some goldfish lined up for you, and hopefully we'll see you back up in the Sioux here this summer.
Well, I only eat them cooked now, so we'll go that way, and I can't wait to see you and have a beer and talk about that. That'd be funny. Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Becky. Take care.